This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Eve.
Hey everyone, I'm Courtney Revolution.
I'm Savannah Palacio, and welcome to
The Homecoming Queens! Each week on The Homecoming Queens, we will have one of our good Judies from the reality TV universe to tell us what it's like to go on a reality TV show, come off of that reality TV show, and have everyone, that's you, know their name!
The full episode of Homecoming Queens is available on our Homecoming Queens YouTube channel. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. You know what to do.
Now listen, today's guest is Giannina Gibelli. And listen, you may know her not just from Netflix's Love is Blind, but also MTV's All Star Shore. So we want to hear all of the tea from her shows, what's going on with her life, and we're going to get into some things. But before we do, I need to ask my girl Savannah, what's the TTT? Now Savannah, what's the TTT?
You know, I missed my flight to Miami this past weekend.
Let's get right into it.
I don't really know what happened. I mean, I know what happened. I was there, but I got to the airport pretty early. There was only one person at the kiosk, so it took a while for me to get to the front. And this is all like before 6 a.m. So I guess the cutoff time to take all checked bags for my flight for American Airlines was at like 5:50. My flight was at like 6:40 or something like that. Mm-hmm. 6:35, something.
Because it has to be 2 hours or like 90 minutes or so before your flight.
Right, yeah. Right. To like have a checked bag. Literally got to the front at 5:51. I swear to God. She checks my ID, whatever. And she's like, oh, sorry. The last call to take your bag was at 5:50.
You tried it. I'm her.
And I was like,
I've been her.
I'm sorry. I was like, I'm sorry. She was like, I can't take your bag. I was like, I already paid for it. All you have to do is wait. Actually, I waited at home because I have a scale at home. I was like, it's only 32 pounds. Mm. I was like, can you take it? All you have to do is tag it and put it on the belt behind you. It's been a minute.
But if that gate closed and your bag get lost, your ass would be pissed off and ready to get somebody together because you ain't got no $100 in that suitcase. Mm-hmm. Okay. What were you going to Miami for in the first place?
I was going for a Celsius event and also like it was like Miami Swim Week.
And like Rolling Loud, right?
Rolling Loud. I mean, I wasn't really going for Rolling Loud. I had plans to maybe go one day. Mm. But like those were just like, oh, maybe. I mean, there's so many things to do in Miami. Mm. Just during that weekend, I was going for the Celsius event because I was invited to the event and shout out Celsius. Shout out the PR company that they go through. They like even bought my flight for me and wanted to provide a hotel room. They even allowed me to bring a guest, which I ended up not doing anyways. Yeah, I was going there just to like have a good weekend and kiki with my friends. I was going to see Aunt Sophie and Colony when I was out there, hang out with them in Miami.
So you never made it out there at all?
No, she told me 5:51. She was like, it's 5:51. And I was like, it's been 1 minute. And she was like, I'm sorry. There's nothing I can do for you. I literally was like, okay. And I turned around, grabbed my bag, and I was like, I'm going home. I ordered an Uber Black home because I didn't want to deal with the whole LAX BS.
It's and the flight was paid for, so it's not like you like lost money.
Right. Yeah. And I actually called American Airlines. I got my money back for like a future flight anyways. And I told Celsius, I was like, hey, I'm really sorry. I'm not gonna be able to make it. They're like, oh, no problem. Just still do the deliverables if you can or if you want. Mm-hmm. But like, don't worry about it. And I was like, sick, thanks. So I just
went. All right, Celsius. That's so nice.
I know. Love them. Well, it's the PR company. It's the PR company. CLDPR. CLDPR. Love you guys. Love you down. Love you down. Kiko, love you down. So sorry I couldn't make it. And it was so sad. Aunt Sophie and Colony talked to them this weekend. And they said they had a great time at Celsius. Mm. They saw many people there. It was definitely an it scene. And, you know, I was sad to not make it out, but it is what it is. What about you? What did you do this weekend?
Girl, let me tell you. I just wanted to let y'all know, I had never seen one episode of Love Island ever in my life. But our good Judy, Queen of the Island, Lauren Ashley Beck, was like, sister, come to this Love Island event.
Love it.
And so, of course, I went with her. The event started off in a parking lot. Oh. And then we all got on a bus. And then the bus took us to a home.
Oh, okay.
And then, you know, we got off of the bus. They handed us a cocktail.
Ooh,
girl, there were snack. Girl, they had a grill. They was grilling, girl.
Oh my God.
Girl, they had all types of little burger moments, sausage. Uh-huh. You want a portobello mushroom steak? Because they got it. Okay.
I love portobello.
Lots of tasty
mushrooms.
Treats. And then they had like a photo opportunity where you could take like a photo.
You said?
As if you were on like Love Island. And me and Lauren Ashley ate it
up.
Oh,
I saw that. That was so cute, you guys.
Yes. It was a cool event.
I love that for you.
Can I tell y'all the best part?
What was it?
Okay. Three cocktails deep. Picture it. Overlooking all of Los Angeles. I'm sitting with my girl, Lauren Ashley Beck, Queen of the Island, Queen of Survivor, Survivor Secret. Shout out to her.
I'm picturing it. I'm here.
And all of a sudden I hear, Courtney? But it's an unfamiliar voice. I don't know. It's a man's voice. I'm like, who the hell is this? It don't sound like one of my sisters. Uh-huh. And I turn around, it's this gentleman, and he's like, oh my God, you are Courtney. I'm not attracted to him.
Okay.
But very nice man. Not okay. A bad looking man.
Oh, okay.
Not for me.
I thought that's what the story
that's
was
That's not what the story is
okay,
going
anyway.
Out. So anyway, he tells me that he is one of the executive producers from our show.
From the Circle.
His name is Chet. And he's also one of the producers of Love Island.
Oh, interesting. Okay, Chet.
So Chet, him and I are now striking up a conversation because like, girl, you changed my life. You know what
wow,
I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
He was saying that he enjoyed our season of The Circle so much. He was such a big fan that I was one of his favorite Circle players. And
yes.
That he enjoyed my Inner Circle moments so much that he had intergalactic flawlessness notebooks made for everyone like on the team, but he wasn't able to get all of them out. And I was like, oh my God, are you kidding? I was in shock. I was like, what? Are you kidding me? He was like, oh no. He's like, I still have some. So we exchanged information. And then literally like the next day, like I went to the mailbox and he had overnighted like a few copies of these custom made intergalactic flawlessness notebooks.
How cute.
Yeah. So now I have to have like a glass case in my apartment with all my Circle stuff, my trophies,
yes.
My notebooks, my zebra hat.
Yeah. You need a display case.
Yes.
That is so cute. Shout out Chet.
Shout out to Chet.
We love Chet.
We love Chet. And shout out to Love Island.
Shout out Love Island.
You
yes.
You watch Love Island?
No.
Me either. That's it.
Like, what else do you want me to say about that?
Most people say that Love Island UK is the
yeah,
way to go.
Yeah, the superior one,
yes,
right?
I have a friend that's like just started and it has taken over his entire life, it seems, because
okay.
A few days and 18 episodes in is a lot.
Wow.
But maybe I'll jump on the train. Maybe I'll wash up on the island and watch a few episodes.
Maybe we will. Right now, I'm in a different island. I'm still in the Survivor Land Island.
Oh, girl. Oh, wait. You're yeah. Not shitting on the trail.
I'm definitely not shitting on the trail. 1,000%.
If y'all haven't watched/listened to our episode with Lauren Ashley Beck, there are so many fun stories. Please
yes.
Listen to that because that's such a goodie.
It's so funny. And I feel like Lauren Ashley's just a very open person in general. Mm. So she had no problem answering any question that Courtney and I threw at her.
Oh,
I
yes.
Love talking to her. I listened to that episode. Like I've listened to it multiple times since it came out, I will admit.
It was so good.
She's so funny.
Lauren Ashley Beck, you did the damn thing. But we had a great time at the Love Island event. There were heart-shaped waffles
oh
there.
My God, cute.
Like, you know, it was cute.
I know. I was supposed to go to that, but I was supposed to be in Miami. But when I didn't make it to Miami, I was like, I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to stay. I also got a new kitten last week.
Mm.
So I wasn't really mad that I didn't go to Miami because I got to hang out with my new kitten. And
how the hell you got a new kitten? Where the hell does kitten come from? What happened to Teddy? And is Teddy upset?
Teddy is very loved. Teddy is very spoiled. Of course Teddy's
he
mad.
He don't play about you.
Teddy is a little hurt. You know, he thought that he was going to be my only boo forever. But Teddy gets mad when, like, anyone is at my house taking my attention, you know? So he's just a jealous boy. We still love Teddy.
You better.
My heart belongs to Teddy. He's my boo. But this cat, this kitten, I saw her, I met her a couple times before, and she's always loved me. It's crazy because I never thought I would get a cat. Mm-hmm. I'm actually allergic to cats, but I've lived with so many cats the last couple of years that I feel like I have a tolerance now. Mm.
So no hives, no itchies, no watery eyes, no nothing.
At the end of the night, maybe if I don't do a good job washing my hand before I take my contacts out, maybe my eyes will get itchy.
Okay.
But I keep the Benny, keep that shit on me. Keep that motherfucking thing on me.
You got an EpiPen? Girl, I'm about to throw some peanuts at you.
I keep the motherfucking thing on me.
Really quick before we move on and get into our guest, Savannah, and it's so okay if you haven't heard, but you just reminded me. Have you seen the story on TikTok about this woman with the pink sauce?
No.
There's this woman on TikTok. The people are outraged because she has gone viral for selling this pink sauce, like to put on food, and she's selling it, $20 a bottle. It comes in like a paper bag. And also it's hot, it's summer. Also, there's mayonnaise in it. And like people are like getting sick off of this pink sauce. And then she went on like Instagram Live and was like, people were like, the FDA, girl, what about the FDA? Because the labeling was wrong. The health facts, nutritional facts was all fucked up. And she sat up there and said, FDA, my pink sauce has nothing to do with drugs. Why would I need to know anything about the FDA? And then she goes on to say like, I care about y'all. My son has like all of these allergies. We can't even go to Benihana. She's like, we can't even go to Benihana because he's always having a panic attack. And then she goes, or something. And then she asks her son to bring her his EpiPen. And then she just holds up the EpiPen like,
stop.
I'm going to show you when this shit is over.
But that is ridiculous.
You have to find out about the pink sauce lady.
That is outrageous. Or something.
Or something. It looks like Pepto-Bismol, the sauce. And she's like squirting it on tacos, wings.
First of all, I'm all about supporting small businesses.
Absolutely.
I'm all about it. But this is exactly why you don't believe in every small business. This is why every small business does not take off. This is why not every small business is a good idea, especially food. You shouldn't always be wary of buying food online. Mm. And I know TikTok is young, impressionable. Mm-hmm. And if they got that coin, they'll spend the money for something that they like, but please be careful.
Savannah, $20. $20 in a paper bag in the hot summertime.
Did you know that?
That's bubble guts in a container, ma'am.
Did you know that sriracha, I went to go get pokey last night. Did you know that sriracha is like back ordered right now? Like the sriracha that you see like in pho places or Asian markets, the popular sriracha brand that you see. It's like backordered. I could sell my giant bottle of sriracha that I have in my house right now for like $30 or $40.
Really?
Because that's how hard it is to get. You are telling me that this lady's random pink sauce is as good as the tried and true sriracha?
Girl.
Do not come for my sriracha.
People were buying this. I had no idea it existed before like last week. Well, Savannah, we may not have answered the age-old question, is love blind? But we sure do have an all-star washing up on our shore today. Is that the waves crashing? Waves of love?
I think I see her in the sunlight, the horizon.
Do you hear a red solo cup a-clinking? Ladies and gentlemen, we are so pleased to introduce our next guest, Giannina Gibelli.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's good to see you.
Welcome home, Giannina.
Thanks, guys. That was great. That was a good little welcome. I'm up now. How's everyone doing? This is going to be so much fun. I can't wait to talk to you guys.
Yeah, we're just as excited, if not more excited, to talk to you. Both Courtney and I absolutely love you. And we're just really excited to get to know you today. Welcome you home, you know, make you feel at home, hopefully.
Thank you. I mean, you guys are both lovely and gorgeous. So let's get to it. Whatever you guys want to know.
Let's wake it up and let's shake it up, Giannina. Let's just get the easy stuff out of the way. So a lot of people know you from Love is Blind, and you were very iconic and very legendary on that program. Thank you for blessing us by going on that TV show. First of all, why? Why did you go on the show? How did you wind up on the show?
So I had no intention of ever going on the show. I was just at a bar with a couple of my girlfriends, and I was telling them there's no more men for me in the city. I'm over this. I'm leaving. And like fate, my phone lit up and it was a DM, and it was a casting director. And she was like, so I'm casting for something. And I was like, casting? I've never heard that. I've heard collab. So I called her right there and then, and she said, okay, so it's a social experiment. You can fall in love with someone without ever seeing them. There's a catch. There's a wedding, but you don't have to get married. And I was like, your timing is insanely divine. And I'm a little weird. This sounds a little weird. Like, it might work, but you're never going to pick me anyway. So like, why not? Like, let me just go through the process. I'm curious. And I was like one of the last people that they got. 2 weeks later, I was sequestered. And even when I was in the project, I was like, I'm not going to make a connection. Like, screw it. I'm just going to, you know, say everything. And then after that, I didn't think anybody would watch it. So basically the entire time I was just wrong.
But you was oh so right, girl. You was oh so right, you know?
Seriously.
Thanks. I mean, it's just because when you don't, you know, really care too much, or you're just like, you trust the universe. That's kind of like my motto. I was like, if it's meant to be, it's meant to be. It's going to be great. And yeah, I was like in limbo for a year and a half until from the moment we shot until it was released. And yeah, I just thought about everything in that time frame.
Giannina, you didn't think that people would watch that experiment, or that people would be that interested, or you're invested in your particular story and how you told your particular story? Because I think that every couple told their story differently, but yours in particular, I felt like there was passion, there was comedy, there was a bit of whimsy. Like, you didn't think we was gonna be interested? Because we love Miss Giannina, girl.
Right. I feel like out of all the relationships on that season, yours was the one that really stuck. I watched popular clips from that season, and your relationship was literally more than half of the video.
I'm so surprised by that. Just because you don't know what else is going on. And, you know, I'm not someone that thinks that everybody wants to, you know, hear me speak about X, Y, and Z. It's just like, I'm my own biggest critic, right? And also at the end of the day, like, I waited a year and a half, and I'm like, I don't know how they're going to edit this. Like, they could, you know, go so many different ways. And you hear just how much, like, they cut people just in between the process. So by the end of it, you're like, they just could have cut me out of the whole thing and like never told me. So it was a very, very lovely surprise to just have like all my secrets out there, but we love it.
Yeah. Sorry about that. I mean, not from me, from them, I guess.
Yeah.
When you eventually got on the show, did you really, you were really there to like find love and stuff, but did you really in your heart think, I am going to find my husband here? Or were you just there to just kind of have a good time and roll with the punches?
Yeah, I was very open about just being there to see if it could work for me, but also like not being one of those girls that went in with a checklist and was like, okay, so my husband, like, how many kids do you want? How are you going to raise them? Or, you know, what's your religion? I didn't ask any of those questions. I probably should have. Looking back at it, that would have saved me a lot of time, but then I probably wouldn't have been on the show. Yeah, I wasn't really conscious of the fact that I am going to have a wedding at the end of this. Just because I didn't think that it would be possible for something like this to work. It was the first season of anything like this. And even not just the cast, but the crew and the producers, everybody was figuring it out along the way. So I was kind of just being like, it's never going to happen. That's really never going to happen. And then, you know, I'm like standing in my wedding dress.
Falling. So.
Yeah.
That's
falling, running away, going back.
When I first found out like who you were and everything, all of the sites, that was like the video that was coming up. What a great moment, by the way. Thank you so much for that, for all of it, for the entire season. You are so entertaining. So it's Giannina, amazing.
What was going through your mind when you fell in that wedding dress?
Yeah.
What was, because I mean, seeing it in the trailer, I went, well, damn, someone's running away from the damn wedding. Yeah. And then when I watched it, I was like, well, damn, we don't want it to be Giannina. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. So, like, what was going through your mind when you bust your ass and you fell and there were camera people around? What was going through your mind?
Honey, I didn't think they were following me. I thought that I completed the journey. I was like, I made it to the altar. That was, you know, that was it. Make it to the altar. And I was like, okay, I'm done. And one of the camera women, actually, her name is Carrie. Shout out, Carrie. She heard it in my voice and she just started unplugging herself. And she just heard me kind of like quivering, I guess. And she was like, she's going to run. And I thought I was done. Plus, I'm like super fast. I didn't think anyone was going to catch me. And so I'm running and I kind of hear, I look back and I'm like, oh shit, they're coming after me. Damn it. And so I tried to hide into the woods. And at that moment, I was like, okay, they can't see me in here. And then I fall. And that was that moment. And right afterwards, my mom came to me and was like, what are you doing? Like, you should have said no. But really, I was just trying to get away from it all. Like, for a second, I thought, oh, okay, I finally did it. I'm done. Like, you know, I went through the whole process. I was trying to hide. I was trying to have a moment to myself. And then I realized there's absolutely no such thing in reality television. And I can't let that be my last moment. So my mom, I don't know if they showed it, but she was like, okay, let's go. I told her, I was like, mom, there's absolutely no way that after all of this, I'm going to leave like that. So I got to go back. She goes, you're crazy, blah, blah, blah. And that's where it ended, me going back and talking to Damian. But I was like, in absolutely no way can this be the way that it ends.
I love that.
Like,
I love
don't want to feel
you.
Defeated.
I love that for you. I mean, from falling myself on TV, I mean, I felt your emotion in that moment. Like, I felt what I have felt so many times, just needing to get away. And I, like, my heart went out to you in that moment because it's like, damn, this girl just needed a couple minutes to just breathe, you know? And they didn't even give her that. They were chasing. She's a runner. She's a track star.
Literally, like, Giannina's minutes are all of our minutes. When you sign that contract, this is what we always say in our podcast when we speak about people that want to be on reality TV, Giannina, is you have to know what you're signing up for. All of your moments that you want for yourself, oh no, that's our moments too. Oh, we gonna eat that up. You know, it's always the moments you never want them to like capture, and those are the moments that wind up right on the Netflix homepage.
Yeah, I already know.
Those are the best. Those are the best moments, you know, like the moments where you're like suffering. And that's how I knew that this show, if it were ever to come out finally, because we all suffered so much throughout the whole process, I was like, that is where art is born. So,
and you know what, we'll get into it, but the development of you from that point and now is like wild, you know, even just to where you are now and what you're doing. It was a great TV moment. I'm so glad we got to talk to you about it because I literally love that moment.
it became like historical. It's one of the greatest TV reality TV moments.
You are an icon. Yeah. Do you know that? You are an icon for that moment. Like that moment needs to be framed in like one of the best reality TV moments for Netflix. Like,
you did that.
Icon. You did that.
Where do you and Damian stand today, Giannina? Are you guys cordial or friendly? Do you guys speak at all? What's the story there?
We don't like exchange, you know, like messages or anything. But I wish him all the best. Like, we haven't spoken in I think like 2 years now. But I hear he's doing really well and I just wish him all the best. And I mean, I know that we cared a lot for each other and he is such a great human being. Like, he's literally the type of person that you can call in the middle of the night if you haven't spoken to after 2 years and then be like, I need your help, you know, like come, I don't know, I'm stranded in the middle of nowhere. He's that person to just like not hesitate and come help. Just as lovers and as partners, we weren't compatible. But that's kind of where we stand today. And I am at peace with that. I don't really believe in like being friends with exes. That's just like mine.
Really? May I ask why?
I just feel like you can, in my experience, you can get like roped back in, or you can feel like responsible for other people's feelings. Like, it's just like clean break. Like, we're done. We had our journey. You know, if I were to see you out and about, like, more than happy to, you know, say hi, wish you happy birthday or whatever. But like, I don't need to know like your day to day. You don't need to know my day to day. Like, if you want to follow me on social media, I even feel like that's not healthy. Just like, let it go.
I think that's very fair. I don't know. I'm like, I'm not good friends with a lot of my exes. I feel like keeping it civil is the adult thing to do, the healthy thing to do, but also keeping a very healthy distance just so everyone can move on and live their lives. I too have went back for seconds.
Sometimes you just have to let it breathe.
Yes.
I feel you.
Yeah, you got to close the door and walk away from it.
Slam! The door is closed. Okay, Giannina. Okay, so just because we're going through your journey right now, Love is Blind has ended. The world has fallen in love with Giannina. Was there ever a point where you were like, oh, shit, what do I do now with my career? Because I feel like Love is Blind is like one of our, and when I say our, I'm talking about Netflix, like our top Netflix reality shows. And you were on that first season. So when it was all said and done and the tweets were tweeted and the mic packs were off, how did you feel and how did you know what to do next?
So I actually had, that's a great question. I had, I was doing social media at the Weather Channel. And by the end of it, I had like 200,000 followers, or like before the finale hit. And I had the opportunity to do the press junket for Love is Blind. And I just took that as my out. I went in and I was like, secrets out. Can I just put in my 2 weeks? And I thought at 200K, like, I would be fine. Or just like in general, with whole this whole experience, I would be fine. And that was like very ballsy of me. And thank God that I did that, because at that point, the pandemic hit. And I was starting to feel like, you know, the hype of like Love is Blind and like people are actually watching it and yada, yada, yada. And then it's like I had to live through quarantine all over again, and I couldn't freaking believe it. I thought I was in the Truman Show. I was like, how am I back in a pod and like with the rest of the world? So I felt it for a little bit, and I started feeling like really comfortable with it. And then the world shut down. So I had to, like just everybody else, pivot with, you know, this newfound like career and like fame, but in a world where I was getting yelled at if I showed myself like outside, just like taking a walk. So it was a very, very interesting time. I always say it's like a blessing and a curse that it happened during the pandemic, because everybody that, a lot of people that wouldn't have watched it ended up watching. But I also was taken out of that experience like almost immediately. So thank God that I was able to go on that press junket and then find my manager, find my agent, and like really set my footing and like light speed before, you know, maybe the Weather Channel cut me off, or like, you know, I put my foot in my mouth or something and I got canceled in like two days or something. So you never know. But I feel like everything happens for a reason, and we're all in the same boat. I just had to figure it out. Now with After the Altar, that was like a way where I could, you know, like get back in front of the TV and like feel comfortable again. And that was like its own mess of problems too, but it was really fun.
What was that experience like? Because that I enjoyed that, because, and I don't know if you watch, but we love Real Housewives here. And that little catch up moment was like giving me Real Housewives. I wanted like 5 episodes of that.
Same.
We need a whole
season of that.
Yeah, I want that. I want to see y'all interact. I want to see y'all fight. Not fight, but like I want to see y'all getting the stuff. I want to see Francesca in the fur coat again. I want to see mess, you know, but love and
we live
good,
for
and
the
good
mess
clothes.
Here.
Cause y'all always dress real nice.
Oh God, of course.
I know.
Well,
How was that experience? How was the After the Altar experience for you? Because you had already, now you had some experience under your belt, right? You knew what to expect. You had expectations for yourself. You know, walk me through how that experience was for you.
So, I mean, I am 1000% with you. I feel like because we're so much in like a pod situation, and then we're pretty much excluded from external factors, you don't get to see so many chances where we interact versus like in mixers or things like that. But After the Altar does something really great where it shows you like, okay, did this work? who like made it out alive and how, like, after watching Love is Blind, like, who is still like cordial or friendly or anything like that. So for me, I always loved Jessica. So knowing that I was going to be hanging out with Jessica and being able to like share her side of the story, that made me really excited. They were going to come into my home, show my mom again, show my relationship with Damien. And we just were so always like tumultuous and rocky that there was just absolutely no way that I could sit in front of a camera and express how much I want to spend the rest of my life with him, because that just wasn't our truth. Mm. So I had to really fast forward, you know, what it is that I wanted to like, you know, convey after a year and a half. And it kind of, they did it for me in a sense. He did it for me, but I always found that it's really interesting the pieces that the show highlighted and the things that a lot of my, you know, followers on Instagram would say, hey, like, I noticed this, I noticed that. And I'm like, how? Like, I never told anybody that. Like, I didn't think that that was so like obvious, you know? So having moments like that just really show themselves and like highlight themselves, I was like, oh, okay. So like, I'm still blind. Like, it's time to take the covers off. And that was what that experience did for me. It was really like a great way for me to just like close that chapter and start to really move on.
I love her.
Giannina, I want to ask you something that I think other reality personalities that listen and watch this podcast will appreciate your answer on this. So you did Love is Blind, and then you furthered your career even, like, you reached for the stars, if you will, and now you're on MTV's All Star Shore. But before we get into the actual show, I wanted to ask you, what went into you making the decision to go from Netflix to MTV?
Mm-hmm.
I love Netflix. I love everything that they do. I love the fact that they, you know, are open to showing so many different walks of life. And I wanted to keep doing that. Mm. MTV seemed like something that wasn't going to involve my heart. And it was going to show a different narrative for me other than the one that I'd already created and also, like, you know, was still being told. Mm. And I wanted to just separate myself from, you know, my past heartbreak and like from things that really just triggered me. And MTV was such a fun and like different, like, opportunity in general. It wasn't just people from Netflix. I mean, it wasn't just people from Netflix. It was people from all over the world, which Netflix has. But so far I was being confined to just like, you know, my cast and people that I already dealt with, which nothing wrong with that. But again, I wanted to start creating happiness outside of that. Mm-hmm. And this just seemed like a fun project that was gonna, I don't know.
What is All Star Shore about?
Experience?
Yeah,
for those that haven't seen it.
Even when you talk about it, all you can do is smile, which is like a completely different like face that you had on when you were talking about Love is Blind. What is All Star Shore? I haven't seen it, so please explain for me.
Yeah, All Star Shore is the first ever reality competition series. Party competition series. Ooh. Let me say. And so yeah, so basically you are out in the middle of the Canary Islands and you have different reality stars from all over the world, from different shores and different, you know, shows like Love is Blind, The Bachelorette, The Circle, Geordie Shore, Jersey Shore, Acapulco Shore, and they put us in party competitions challenges where like it's all based around a party. So let's say, you know, the first one to pop 100 bottles and get enough champagne in a glass can move on to the next, you know, task. And if you don't, then you lose and then you get sent to exile, which is like the worst part about partying. So let's say if you win, you get a paradise reward and you get to go like on this yacht and like drive like Ferraris. Or if you lose, you get to go like to literal a shit island where everything's like dead and smells like shit and you're gonna, you know, sleep there for the night. So it's like basically like the best and the worst of partying. And the people that are in the middle, that fall in the middle, get to party every single day.
Oh my God.
And a whole bunch of mess. Just you say you like mess. All Star Shore is messy, but like in the best way
possible. Oh, I bet. Because everyone's partying.
Literally
drinking.
From episode one. Mm-hmm. Like I've seen the first three. Mess.
Oh,
mess,
I need to watch
mess,
it.
All three.
Was there a drinking limit, or were they just like go balls to the wall, or did they give you like pitchers and say you guys can only have this much whatever is in the pitcher? How was the drinking situation?
Yeah. So we wanted more alcohol.
Right, right. We always needed more alcohol.
Yeah.
Yeah, we needed
right.
it.
And like, you're like, you want drama, you want tea, give me more alcohol. I am ridiculous when I'm drunk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, it's perfect. So, it does everything. So we had a good amount, but these people are pros. Like, the more you give them, the better it's going to get. So it would have been messier if we had more alcohol, but we weren't. We had drinks, like, you know, from morning to night, and everybody, you know, was pretty good at like knowing their limit. No one like got too sick. Mm. But yeah, we always need more alcohol. That's definitely a requirement in reality TV.
I know. Seriously. I'm like, well, give me a Camelback with like some tequila in it. So I can just
like, I need to wake up with a shot.
Yeah.
Especially to get rid of the hangover from the night before after you've been, you know, doing challenges all day.
Yeah. So would you do the challenges drunk too? I'm going to go home and watch this.
It's good.
Got lucky and someone snuck in alcohol, then yeah.
Yeah.
I got tipsy on one of them, but it's just a hilarious show. It's like the funniest, and I'm not in the fetal position when I'm watching it, which just makes it so much more pleasurable for me to watch. Cause I'm not afraid of, you know, oh, this scene's going to come on. Like nothing. I'm having the best time ever watching it. And the cast is just hilarious. Like you're going to fall in love with all these people.
That
so
sounds
good.
Amazing. Also great concept for a show. I love that you were on Love is Blind. I love even more that you were on this new show, because for me, the dating shows, they can get very old very fast. When I watched Love is Blind season one and compared it to the other seasons, Love is Blind has changed so much. Mm-hmm. It was so raw in the first season, right? Mm-hmm. And I just feel like these other shows, like you're right, they show a different side of everyone that goes on them, a more fun side, and it's still just as entertaining as a dating show.
You know what I enjoyed watching the first couple episodes, Giannina? There was a portion of one of the episodes where I saw Miss Angelina from the Jersey Shore sort of come for you. She came at Giannina, and I really enjoyed how Giannina handled herself without it even... It's like she ain't even break a sweat. She was like, oh, I know who I am, girl.
What did Miss Angelina try to do to you?
It was just Angelina being Angelina. Ugh. You know what I mean? She just was coming at and it was hard. She was coming at Giannina hard. And I feel like maybe had Giannina not done a show and got her experience, she might have gotten a little rattled. But when I tell you she was cool as the cucumber in the fridge, girl, she was like, oh, okay, I know who I am. And I was at home like, yes, don't even give Angelina what she want, a bigger moment. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I enjoyed seeing that side of you. Strong, strength. Yeah, y'all need to watch that.
Thank you. We had to keep it together. You know, we're like, we cannot go backwards on this one. No, but it really was just Angelina being Angelina. And I say, like, I am honored that I was the first one that she decided to go after, because, I mean, I grew up watching her. And as soon as she started to, like, push my buttons, I was like, I know what you're doing. Mm-hmm. Like, I just psychoanalyzed her very, very early on. And so I feel like the way that I did handle her ended up her also gaining respect for me.
Yeah.
Because she was kind of doing some low blows. And I was like, no, this is not... You're not dealing with who you think you're dealing with.
Yeah. I feel like she didn't know like exactly how strong you actually were. So you puffing up your chest to her and going eye to eye, she was probably like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well,
it's a baby face.
It
deceives everybody.
You do have a very cute exterior.
What was it like meeting the other castmates, Giannina, doing a show with all these people from all around the world? I feel like me personally, I think I would have been like excitedly nervous because it's such a new experience. Were you just excited? Were they all like really friendly, would you say?
Yeah, everybody was amazing. There wasn't one person that, except for Angelina in the beginning, that really had a thorn on their side. Everybody was just ready to party and like wanted to meet. I wanted to really just meet like-minded people. Mm. I did Love is Blind, went through the pandemic, so I didn't have really like a bonding experience other than the one that I had with Damien. To like, you know, go like navigate through all of that. So I wanted to be around people that, you know, understood that what I do is a job. Mm. And I don't want to have to explain that to, you know, people that I've known forever and have to defend myself all the time. So that's really something that I was looking forward to. But everybody was just having so much fun. I wasn't expecting to like meet anybody. I didn't think it was going to be like that type of show. Obviously, I didn't want to do a dating show. And then really quickly, everybody just like started hooking up and figuring out, you know, who's cute, who's down to have sex on camera.
No, literally. I'm like, I would not do that. It's like crazy. I'm like, where are your parents? Everybody, do your parents not
they
care?
Said we grown.
My mom
they
was,
said we grown.
My
now.
Mom would still, she'd be like, 911, my daughter's a hoe.
Not 911.
That's literally what she would do. Would you have sex on camera?
Public camera? No.
Yeah, right. I'm like not like for free either.
Streaming
not...
service? Yeah. No.
A streaming service?
Absolutely not. Mm. No, but same thing. My parents would be like, get the bus out, blah, blah, blah. Like, what's going on? So I had to remind myself, I'm a 29-year-old woman. I can do whatever I want.
Yeah.
But I also don't want to have sex on camera. But it was good that I didn't, because then my boyfriend asked me to be his girlfriend. And so that's how you got to do it, I guess. You got to hold out.
Yeah. Pussy power, sister.
Yeah, you gotta hold out.
Power in the pussy.
Sheesh.
Tell me I'm wrong.
You are not wrong at all.
Not wrong. Not wrong in the slightest.
Thank you.
And it works. Honestly, just don't fucking let him touch it.
Don't let him in your... We need to all put a chastity belt on.
Chink. Come on, chastity.
It's hard, but just pretend. Just pretend it's gonna. Your parents are gonna watch it.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like in an era where you can make so much money on OnlyFans, why would you choose to have sex on camera for free? No. I mean, not for free. We're all getting paid to do these shows, but not. I feel like there's a common misconception with how much cast members, especially in reality TV, get paid. I'm not going to disclose the amount, but it's not enough to have sex on camera for me. I'll just say that.
My mom was like, if you're going to be naked on camera, let it be for Playboy and let it be for like $1 million.
Oh my God. That's what my mom said.
Yeah.
She was like, if you're going to be naked, be on the cover of Playboy, have a whole spread. And I was like, you're right.
She's like, girl, you better have the whole entire 3-page spread.
Yeah. That's what I mean. And you get paid a couple mil to do that versus.
Right. And then you're forever followed by like creepy. A clip of me falling down on the dress.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A clip of
I think that
those little noises following you around forever. So
I mean, yeah, and then you have people who watch the show, unfortunately, maybe a lot of men that think that they have a chance with you because you do something like that. And yeah, you gain followers from it, but they may not be the followers that you want. So you know what I mean? Oof. It's a give and take. It's a give and take type of thing.
We're giving them back. We're giving the creepers back.
We're going to give them back, and we're also going to shut that door and walk away.
Yeah.
But we're still going to charge for a feet pics.
Oh, 1,000%.
Period.
Do you have a wiki feet?
I have a wiki feet, and I had no idea.
Oh my God,
that
wait.
I did.
Same. That was the situation.
My feet are on there.
So what's your feet rating?
Girl, I don't know.
Have you looked? Let's look
it
up.
It's a good one.
Not
no.
Let's look it up.
Let's look it up.
Y'all, we done
got a good one.
We done got into the toe section of the show today. We're here with our soul sisters.
Okay, so you have a 4.5 rating out of 5.
Oh, good. Come on, good feet.
Great feet. You have beautiful feet, as Wiki Feet would say. So yeah, your feet pics definitely shouldn't be free. I hope you were wearing socks on All Star Shore, because they're gonna be click 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 on your feet. I also didn't know that I had a Wiki Feet. I have the same rating, girl.
I'm surrounded by beautiful toes right now. I'm shook and shocked.
You and I need to get together and make some feed content. Sell it.
Love it.
The circle feet.
Oh.
Or no, the Netflix feet.
The Netflix feet.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Well, Giannina, I wanted to say that I really enjoy just your whole journey about how you've taken control back, because I feel like there are so many people that go on reality TV, have kind of like whatever experiences or even good experiences, but they want to kind of like, as you said, pivot. But instead they give up and they don't go back on TV, but you did, and you're doing it and doing it and doing it well. But now we're shifting gears because I want to know if you still want to get married.
Right. You're dating someone right now, right?
Wow, that little question just got me goosebumps.
Is that yes? Do you still believe in love, Giannina? Are you gonna get married?
Yeah. The people want to know.
I never felt bitter or like traumatized after that experience. I just was like, well, didn't work out, you know. But yeah, I definitely want to get married. Not in, you know, maybe not on TV, but
what if they came with the right amount of money, girl? You better get your ass up on that camera. Netflix, y'all didn't hear that. Rich, come with the coin for Giannina, because we gonna watch her.
I'm ready for negotiating.
I would pay good money to see you in a wedding dress again.
Hell yeah.
Just to see her in a wedding dress.
Hell
that's
yeah.
it. It would be iconic. It would complete my life, actually.
What would your dream wedding look like, Giannina?
So not on TV.
Makes me happy. No, unless, you know, get that coin. This is what we're talking about.
Cha-ching.
Cha-ching, girl. What does your dream wedding look like?
My dream wedding, honestly, I was never one of those girls that grew up and being like, I want this, I want that. I just recently, like 5 years ago, I started thinking, I just want to elope to the like hills of Tuscany and have a dress with long sleeves. And that's it. That's literally as far as
that's
I
as
got.
Far as
long sleeves in Tuscany, bitch, period.
I love that.
Long sleeves in Tuscany, yeah.
I can
think
see
I want
to
look like the Virgin Mary at my wedding, and that's pretty much it.
Ooh, pure. She's so pure.
Classic Angelic. Italian.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I'm here for it.
That's about it. I feel like my wedding would be more for my husband. Especially if I end up doing it with this one, because I don't know. I have like 6 friends that I really care about, and my family and my friends, and he's been in like 20 weddings. So it's just like, wow. I don't care.
Yeah. Wait, so who are you dating now?
I'm dating Blake Horseman. He was on The Bachelorette and Bachelor in Paradise.
I'm probably not the first one to say it. I will be disappointed if I am, but upgrade.
Ooh. Yeah. Ooh. You are not wrong.
I saw like a photo. I think it was like a paparazzi photo of you guys not too long ago. I think I actually saw it on TikTok.
Ooh.
You guys look good next to each other, girl. I said, okay, get it. I put it in my notes. Ask her on about this on the podcast. You guys look good. How did you meet? What's the story? What's the 411, girl? Tell me the tea.
So the deets.
Who's a better kisser? I'm just kidding.
I am just like obsessed with him. He was the biggest surprise I could have ever imagined. We met on All Star Shore. That was the show that I was just going to go on just to have fun and not date anybody. Actually, I was trying not to date anybody because I was like having so much fun, you know, living my life and traveling and being single. And then I meet him on the beach, and he is just the sweetest person ever. I thought I recognized him from something, and I was like, so where are you from? He was like, I'm from The Bachelorette. It was like this big smile, and like, that was really just like the moment where I was like, shit, I think I might be in trouble here. And then we just kept talking, and I don't know, like I feel like, so we have like the same scars in different places. Like we're like in the same places. We're just very much like soul mates. Aww. For sure.
And I love how
very comfortable with each other.
I love how you found him when you were on a show just trying to have fun versus going on a show to find love, hopefully get married at the end. There's something very genuine about that.
I agree.
I'm happy that you're happy. It sounds and looks like it's going very well.
It shows.
Yeah. It's very ironic.
Right. Right. Isn't it just funny how life happens that way sometimes?
Yeah, how things come full circle.
I hate you. Anyway. So who's a better kisser?
Girl, there's no competition.
Y'all heard her. Y'all heard what she said. Period. That's all, period.
Well, you know what? As it should be. I think the person that you're with should always be the better kisser. You should always only want to elevate yourself, which Giannina knows a lot about, obviously.
Elevation and evolution, girl.
Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh. E squared. Let's snap on that, girl.
Sorry, we're so
stupid here. Sorry, Giannina.
No, I love it. I'm like, I want to be in the studio with you guys.
Have you and Blake, I know, I wish you were here, but it's okay. Sedona is amazing. Hopefully I can go. I actually really do love going like to outside.
I don't.
I feel like people look at me and they're like, oh, this bitch only cares about buying cute things and looking good, which is true. But I also care about going outside and nature and stuff, like rocks and dirt. No, but I love Sedona. It's beautiful. I wish you could be here. But, you know, having you here in the studio on the TV, it just is good for me. Did you or have you and Blake talked about getting married at all? You know, is he also in Sedona, or how is that relationship working right now?
Yeah, so we're here on a little trip. I'm based out of Florida, but I put all my stuff in a storage unit and decided to travel by myself almost a year and a half ago. And then I met him, and now I'm pretty much like 90% of my time is in Denver, which is where he lives. So he's a DJ, he's a traveling DJ, and I pretty much just go along for the ride as well, because I was going to be doing it by myself anyway. So it just kind of worked out that way.
That's fun.
We're in Sedona right now, having a great time playing with the vortexes. I don't know if you've heard about the energy vortexes out here, but it's like wild. And we don't full on talk about it, because I feel like we're both like, don't want to jinx it, want it to, you know, happen naturally. But there are definitely times where he's not going to kill me if I say this, but be like, Giannina Horseman. Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah, that sounds great. And he'll be like, I'm going to be the one to propose, because I also proposed on Love is Blind. So it's like little things like that I'm just like,
That's so cute.
I know.
That's so cute. It's like the little details, the little things, right?
Because they add up to big things eventually.
I know. And she's so giddy about him. It's so cute. Huh? She's like, it's like a cute little high school, like middle school crush type thing, you know? I'm so happy for you.
Me too.
And I think it's great that you get to be like the girlfriend of a DJ. Low key, have always wanted to be a girlfriend of a DJ. I feel like it's cool because you get to travel with them. You're like, they're like playing music. Maybe they write a song about you. You know, Vegas.
You got to be the best hype woman. You have to be the one with the best outfit in the room.
It doesn't strike me like that's a problem for
easy
you.
Easy for you, Giannina.
Yeah.
You got to be in that booth. No, it's the best thing, because it's like a passion that we both shared. I actually wanted to be a DJ. And when I realized that he was one, I was like, yeah, sure. Like, you're a DJ. And turns out he's like a full bona fide, you know, like entertainer. And I would go and sneak into music festivals by myself and go to like all these underground like DJ, like shows by myself. And so now, and that was a fun part about it. I was like, yeah, I'm going to sneak in. Like, no one's going to catch me.
Yeah.
Now I'm getting VIP and shit. Ooh, and
love like, that. Artist band.
Kind of miss sneaking in.
Look at your life.
I love that. I used to sneak into Coachella every year.
Ooh, girl, they're about to stop your bag now.
Well, I mean, can't catch me. No, there's something fulfilling about sneaking into a music. So I get you. Yeah, you're like, ooh, big and bad. Good girls go to heaven. Bad girls go backstage. You've never seen that? Like, you've never seen that quote? Oh, yeah. Oh, well, I made it up. Just kidding.
Girl, we're about to get sued.
Wait, I love that.
No, I'm kidding. Yeah, that's like was printed on a shirt that I bought a really long time ago.
Yeah, I was going to say, most coveted career, rock star's girlfriend, DJ's girlfriends,
Just a little lower.
Very thin line.
I agree.
Giannina, what are you trying to do next? You already got like these two shows under your belt. Like, what's next for the Giannina brand, girl?
I would love to do more TV if possible. I know that once you get into a relationship, it's harder because you want people that are single. But you never know. It doesn't have to be like, you know, a risky type of TV show. It can be anything. But anything to do with like hosting, that would be great as well. But I also am very, very passionate about helping people in Venezuela. Mm-hmm. So I have been clothing families in Venezuela like for like 15 years just by cleaning up my closet and sending it over. And there's nothing in Venezuela right now. Like a roll of toilet paper is $30 and you get paid like $5 a month. So it's really hard over there. And personally, I know that whenever I'm feeling, you know, down or a certain way, retail therapy, you know, it just, mm-hmm. it helps me to, if I'm feeling like shit, not to look like shit. So one man's trash is another man's treasure.
I love that.
Anything to give these people morale and hope. And if even if it's just something as like simple as a new outfit, I want to be able to just spread that across families, even if they're, you know, not my own, especially because I've been doing it for so long. Imagine what I can do to help people, you know, with a reach of 2 million. Like I just got like goosebumps just thinking about it. And then hopefully, you know, start my own little clothing line. I have merchandise going on right now, which is like my passion, but I really want to be able to merge those two and not just sell cute things, but also help people along the way. So that's really like,
you're so beautiful inside and out. How can people who also want to donate to Venezuela, can they get in contact with you? People who are listening, I'm sure we could all use a good closet clean out. I just personally cleaned out my closet. I have bags in the back of my car right now that I could send over there or to you
send
or
them
however.
Over. Yes.
We would love to help.
So right now we're shipping out of Florida and definitely, you can go on my Instagram and check out my email. It's very long. So it's GianninaMiladyJabelli@gmail.com. But email me through that.
Okay. I'll just go to your page and click it.
I'll give you the rest. Yeah, exactly. Go to my Instagram, click it, send me a DM. And then we can go from there. It's still very early on, but there's been so much interest just from the one time that I cleaned out Blake's closet. And, you know, being like, and I was like, finally, I'm going to be able to, you know, send men's clothes. I've never done that before. And then from there, it's just been very, very positive since that. So send me an email, figuring it out, very early stages, but we can do it.
Thank you. Thank you for doing that. That's beautiful. Yeah, we don't hear about people doing that enough. And yeah, they definitely, when you said that, how much toilet paper was, my jaw was literally on the floor. I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
$30. That's wild. That's
inhumane.
Yeah, I would not be wiping my ass. I would not. No, I mean, if you don't make a lot of money, like, how are you supposed to? That's very sad. So the least we could do is try to give them clothes that we would have been donating already. Mm. I feel bad. I gave my clothes to like Goodwill the other day. I should have just kept it, but it's okay. I'll be cleaning out more clothes. At the end of our show, we like to play a little game that we like to call Kiss, Marry, Avoid. It's basically like Fuck, Marry, Kill, but we make it a little more PG. Okay. So we're going to give you three options that we have chosen for you. And all you have to do is kiss, marry, avoid one of them or all three of them. Well, you know what I mean. Pick one for, okay. So your options are Angelina, Damien, and Joey Essex.
Who will you kiss, marry, or avoid, Giannina?
We didn't say that it was easy.
It's always challenging.
It's always just a little difficult. But you can use literally any reason in the world to give any one of them the whatever you give them.
The boot. Okay, so my options are Angelina, Joey, Damien for kiss, marry, avoid.
We love you here, though. We love you. We just like to. We always love to
make it hard.
Sorry.
Okay, so because I already did the first two with Damien and they didn't work out, and it looks like avoiding is working out, I'm going to go avoid Damien.
Great answer.
Good morning, Damien.
Nice guy.
Process
but
of elimination
we just
here.
Yeah.
Kiss. I could not marry Joey Essex. He only loves Joey Essex.
I mean, could be an open marriage.
It could be an open marriage. Oh, you know what? I'm going to marry Angelina and kiss Joey.
Wow.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Because after we talked it all out on Ulster Shore, I feel like we would have a really great civil union.
Ooh, okay.
And she's like a really great big sister type of thing. Mm. She has so much advice. She's been through so much. And honestly, she just got out of a bad marriage and I want to give her a happy one.
Oh, that's really that's sweet.
That's a great reason.
That's really sweet.
All right, girl. What about you?
Oh, okay. I think I would avoid Joey Essex just because I don't really know Joey Essex.
Okay.
I think I would kiss Angelina because I feel like it would do really well on reality TV. People love seeing girls kiss girls. That's literally the only reason. I also love Angelina.
Okay.
And I'm curious. I'm curious. And I would probably marry Damien. I've met Damien, really nice guy. The way Giannina talks about him sounds like a really great guy. And someone's got to marry him. So here, Damien, come to mama.
Not come to
mama. Is that for grabs?
I think for me, I would probably avoid Angelina because she'd probably curse me out. I'd probably kiss Joey because he's not awful looking. And I would marry Damien because I've met him before. And I thought he was all right. Lovely guy.
Yeah. Yeah, right. I feel like compared to a lot of, no offense, a lot of the reality star guys that I've met, I actually like Damien the most.
Yeah, Damien cool
he's
as fuck.
Like,
yeah,
I like him. Normal and kind and very like a gentleman, which I, you know, not a lot of guys are.
Especially out here, gear.
You know.
He's very attentive. Yeah, he's very attentive. Like you'll find like little gifts here and there or something that you said 3 months ago. Like, great guy.
Oh, I'm excited for this pretend marriage that we're both going to have.
So good luck on your marriages, guys. It's,
thank you. We're a throuple.
You're a mess.
Oh, Giannina, thank you so much for coming on the show. We had such a good time talking to you.
Really did.
How can our followers stay in touch with you? Where are you on the internet?
So I'm on Instagram and TikTok at Giannina Gibelli, GIANNINAGIBELLI. Follow me on there. I am going to be showing so many fun things. Hopefully by the end of the year, we'll see a very, very cool surprise. Or maybe early next year. But stay tuned.
Okay.
And then I also show like my day-to-day and all my travels and all the fun things and outfits and all the things you guys care about.
Love it.
We care about the outfits.
Courtney.
All right. You can find me on Twitter and TikTok at Court Revolution and Courtney Revolution on the Instagram.
I'm usually on the streets, but when I'm not, you can find me online on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube at Sav Palacio. Probably still being on the streets, but recording it. So, yeah.
Make sure you guys follow the Homecoming Queens on Instagram and TikTok at Homecoming Queens Pod.
And watch every episode on our Homecoming Queens YouTube channel. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. Please, we love you.
Y'all, we want to let you know that school is out for summer. So me and Savannah, girl, we're going to hop on the school bus and take us a little summer break. Kiki, and we'll see you back in a couple weeks.
A little vacation, but...